This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is a great day. It is a consequential day. It is a day of fervent reaction, pro and con, to the decision handed down in the Dobbs case versus Jackson Women's Healthcare Cooperative. That case, which results in the overturning of the Roe v. Wade decision of 1973. Is this, as the President of the United States says, the first time ever that the Supreme Court has intervened to take away a right that Americans have enjoyed and lived with, in this case, for 49 years? Is it? Well, one of the best people in the country to talk to about that is Professor John Yu, who is a non-resident senior fellow at AEI. He is the Emanuel S. Heller Professor of Law at the University of California, Berkeley. He's also a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution of Stanford, and he was a distinguished public servant during the Bush administration, advisor to the president, and to our defense establishment, as a matter of fact. Professor Yu, an important day we're at right now. My first question to you is the president right when he says this is the first time ever that the Supreme Court has taken away a right?
Well, Michael, thanks for having me back. And I got to say, after I listened to President Biden's speech, is I'm sure glad he's not on the Supreme Court, because he got a lot of things wrong about how our Constitution works, how the three branches interact. And that statement he made these statements, dragging the country back 150 years, the first time any right has been taken away, those are all untrue. I mean, I can think of rights off the top of my head where the court sometimes expanded a right and then realized it made a mistake, and it returned the Constitution to its original meaning. For example, in the 70s, the court tried to outlaw the death penalty, and it came under so much criticism and pressure that in just a year or two, it reversed itself, essentially. I could point to the 1930s, when the court allowed the federal government and states to reduce our right to make contracts. Our liberty, our economic liberties were severely reversed during the Great Depression. I just think it's erroneous and wrong. And then to say, as he did, that the Dobbs opinion takes us back to the 1860s is also flatly wrong. I mean, what happened? What was the country doing between the 1860s, which I assume is a reference to the passage of the 14th Amendment, which is the constitutional provision at issue here, and 1973, when Roe versus Wade was decided? Before 1973, the majority of states outlawed abortion. Abortion was criminalized in much of the country. So all the court is really doing is returning us to the way the law was on abortion before Roe, which was, as you know, decided in the 1970s, not 100 years earlier.
And one of the things I've emphasized with my listeners is that even at the time that Roe was decided, there were already more than 20 states that had voted through their legislatures for some circumstances of legalized abortion. It wasn't sometimes had regulations to it and some limitations. But particularly the biggest states, New York and California, our own state here in the state of Washington, that had all happened before Roe. So let me ask you about what happens next, because every Democrat drawing breath, or I'm not talking about death, every Democrat drawing breath, it is hard to say, seems to be using some of that breath to talk about how we're going to restore Roe by some kind of federal legislation. How is that possible? I mean, how does that work constitutionally? In other words, how would they do it without a constitutional amendment?
This is another part of President Biden's speech that just has the Constitution utterly wrong, and you've got it right. The only way our country can really outright reverse a Supreme Court opinion is by amending the Constitution or, over time, changing the membership of the Supreme Court and persuading the new justices that the old court was wrong, which is what happened when the court decided Brown versus Board of Education and reversed the terrible precedent of Plessy, which had allowed segregation, racial segregation.
Okay.
President Biden just said Congress could just pass a law codifying Roe. That is not the role of the president and the Congress. And in fact, the Congress has tried that several times in the last 20, 30 years, and bills that Senator Biden voted on, and the Supreme Court struck those laws down too. That doesn't mean the president and Congress can have a different opinion about the Constitution and that they can, you know, for example, spend money on things that want to promote their policies. There are things Congress could do to make travel between states easier to states that want to have more liberal abortion policies. But what the Constitution prohibits Congress and the president from doing is just overturning a Supreme Court decision interpreting the Constitution.
And in terms of them saying that, well, you have to follow the federal law now, not the South Dakota law, that's not going to work constitutionally, is it?
No, I would hope that, you know, the Attorney General and the lawyers in the Justice Department would advise President Biden that what he was saying was mistaken. I mean, it might make for good political rhetoric to gin up voters to vote in the midterms, but Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal, whichever decisions you don't like from the Supreme Court, if they're interpreting the Constitution, it's not for the President and Congress just to pass laws saying we disregard and overturn the Supreme Court or we direct everybody to follow this particular law, that one, not the decision the court just issued.
What about the idea of this as a political matter? Because right now there's a lot of assumption that the Democrats are going to try to use this to reverse the trend toward a big Republican gains in the upcoming elections.
And that's another thing I thought struck me very strange about President Biden's speech. It was, vote this November, put more Democrats into office so that they can not vote on abortion. So, right, because they're trying to put us back in office so we can force the Supreme Court to take abortion away from us again. I think that's a strange argument to make. Right?
Because, you're right. I hadn't thought of it that way, but you're entirely correct. They probably will do. States will be passing all kinds of legislations codifying on the state level the right to abortion, and they're talking about expanding it, opening it up to more late-term abortions. There's nothing unconstitutional about the Democrats doing that on a state level, is there?
Right. No, that's one thing the Supreme Court said. This is up for the states to decide. We can have a diversity of policies, or it could be 50 different abortion policies, and it could go all the way to no abortion at all, even taking away the exceptions for rape, incest, or life of the mother, which the court had required, or going all the way to abortion any time through the 9-month pregnancy.
We will be right back. There's more, and of course there are also controversial decisions both in the legislative branch and in the judicial branch about gun rights. Is there such a thing as gun rights, or have they gotten the Second Amendment all wrong? We will get to that and more with John Yoo, law professor from Cal Berkeley and a distinguished constitutional scholar, coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, I should say that Professor John Yu, our very distinguished guest from the University of California, Berkeley Law School, and from the Hoover Institution at Stanford. John, you at one time was a law clerk for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and also for one of the most distinguished and well-known, celebrated appellate judges in the country, Lawrence Silberman of the U.S. Court of Appeals. One of the questions that has come up here and that is way overused on cable TV today is that this is only the beginning, that based on some language that they fished out from Justice Thomas's concurring opinion, he says in that concurring opinion, and this is out of context, which I think people are not acknowledging, he says, for that reason, in future cases, we should reconsider all of this court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, which involves the accessibility of birth control, Lawrence, which involves sodomy, and Obergefell. And then he says, because any substantive due process decision is, quote, demonstrably erroneous, and then he gives a citation, we have a duty to correct the error established in those precedents. Is he predicting that next we're the Supreme Court under the leadership of Justice Alito and Justice Thomas, not so much John Roberts, is now going to come after gay marriage or private behavior of sodomy or birth control? Are those rights at risk?
I don't think so, not in the near future. What Justice Thomas is saying there is that the idea that rights come from the Due Process Clause doesn't make sense. And this is a view that's not unique to him. Many conservative and liberal scholars have made this point. The Due Process Clause just says the state can't take away your life, liberty, or property without due process, without fairness in the procedures. But the point is it can take away your life, liberty, or property as long as it goes through the right method. And so the idea that that clause actually is the clause that creates all those rights that you just mentioned in Griswold and Obergefell, Lawrence versus Texas, just doesn't make sense as a matter of interpreting the Constitution correctly. That doesn't mean, though.
No, go ahead. It doesn't mean that he's planning to take those rights away because he finds
it
in
somewhere else. Yeah, they might come from somewhere else in the Constitution. Justice Thomas, I think, for example, believes that the right to privacy that exists comes from the Privileges and Immunities Clause, which actually I think is more true to the founding. And one last point is the Alito opinion and Justice Kavanaugh, who really is the fifth vote here to overturn Roe, they both made clear in their opinions today that they have no interest in reexamining those cases, that they think those cases are more in the mainstream of the development of privacy, unwritten right to privacy in the Constitution, that Roe was the outlier because Roe involved the life of the unborn fetus, which is not present in those other cases.
What about the charge that you hear everywhere on the left right now that particularly Justice Barrett and Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh, they're horrible liars because they all said during their confirmation hearings they had respect for precedent, for stare decisis, and they hinted to people that they were not ready to overturn Roe, and here they are, shortly after their confirmation joining the court, Roe is overturned. How do you defend the justices on that?
I think if you look at what they said carefully, and Barrett was very clear about this, they said they would treat Roe as precedent. In fact, they used almost the same language that Justice Ginsburg or Breyer or Sotomayor or Kagan used, and they all those nominees actually use very similar language that they would respect precedent. They would give what's called stare decisis effect to Roe amongst other decisions. But that doesn't mean that past decisions can never be changed. In fact, this was why when I first thought that the court would overturn Roe was when Justice Kavanaugh addressed directly this point during the oral arguments in Dobbs in December. He made a point to say, yes, stare decisis is important. Respecting the past is important. But it doesn't mean you don't have slavish worship of it, because if that were true, you never would have had Brown versus Board of Education, and we'd still be allowing racial segregation in the country. You never would have had Miranda warnings. You could go on the list. A lot of the most important cases in Supreme Court history that we live under and cherish today overturned bad old precedent. And so I don't think, when I looked at what they said in their hearings, they had said anything that committed them to never reversing Roe, but just treating Roe the same as other precedents from the past, which can be overturned if they're wrong and they've distorted the law, if they've disrupted the legal system or the politics of our country, and that, you know, changing those earlier decisions wouldn't really disrupt society. I think it's actually positive in the sense that it's going to return the question back to our elected representatives and back to the American people to decide.
Which is the way it's worked for most nations of the world that have more balanced abortion laws by and large than we do. But let me ask you finally on this. I do think it's likely that the Biden administration at some point in the next couple of weeks is going to launch a new effort to create new justices, to add justices to the court, a court packing scheme. And who knows, maybe he wants to add another 10 or another 3 or put it together with a age limit or a service limit. What's the best argument against expanding the court?
I think the most important one is that in order to respect the integrity and independence of the judiciary, to make sure it's there, not just to decide something on abortion, but to defend the rights of minorities, to defend our individual liberties against the majority, you want to have a court that isn't being manipulated by politicians in order to get the results that they want. This is more important than abortion. You know, the court has a much more important role than just one issue. And if you, the number itself is not important. It could be 9 justices. It's been 5, as low as 5 in our history. It's been as many as, I think, 10 or 11 in our history. But the point is that you don't start changing the number, the size, the people on it, just so that you can get the outcome you want. Because otherwise, what's the point of having an independent judiciary if whenever you think it's important, you can just meddle with the operations of it to get the political outcome you're looking for?
Clarity and deep knowledge, one of the characteristics, two of the characteristics of the great work of John Yoo. We'll post some of that work at our website at michaelmedved.com. And more on what next in this ongoing battle coming up on the Medved Show. Thank you, Professor Yoo.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan gun violence bill is headed to President Biden's desk after final passage by the House. It's the most significant firearms bill to come out of Congress in nearly 30 years. The bipartisan bill put together after recent deadly mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The bill provides money to states so they are able to put red flag laws on the books, to which Attorney General Ken Paxton says would not have stopped the Uvalde shooting.
Passing a red flag law, largely ineffective, I would guess, in preventing this from ever happening.
Former President Trump is praising the Supreme Court's Friday ruling overturning Roe v. Wade as the biggest win for life in a generation, noting it was only made possible by his actions as president. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's a statement from the Faith and Freedom Coalition, which had been strong supporters of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and sending the question of abortion and abortion regulation back to the states and to the state legislatures and to the representative democratic process where it belongs. Tim Head, who is Executive Director of Faith and Freedom, says the Faith and Freedom Coalition applauds the Supreme Court of the United States ruling to overturn Roe v. Wade and affirm the constitutional right to life and liberty for all. We join with millions of pro-life Americans across the country today in celebrating this monumental victory nearly 50 years in the making. Without question, today is a day for rejoicing. For almost 50 years, pro-life Americans have been praying and working to protect innocent life. Today, we have seen that our prayers were being heard and our labor was not in vain. And, yes, I mean, it's remarkable. If you look at the marches for life and the literally hundreds of thousands of people know by now, after nearly 50 years, it's not just hundreds of thousands, millions of people who have participated in these demonstrations, not threatening to do violence, not threatening to go to the streets until they got their will, but basically prayerfully and respectfully been hoping for a change that would allow the various states in the union to make their own rules, not being preempted by the Supreme Court of the United States. Let's go to Bob in Marysville, Washington. Bob, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thank you. How you doing, Michael?
Doing well.
Okay, real quick, I wanted to make a couple comments. That you mentioned that actually in the U.S. the number of abortions has been declining. So the Supreme Court turning it to the state seems to be good. And also, concerning this New York City case and the need to prove a reason for concealed carry, that being overthrown, at the same time, the number of first-time gun owners in the United States has been going up for some years. So I think, really, the Supreme Court's in step with the populace, just the loudest members of the population are out of step with both the populace and the Supreme Court.
Well, this is, Bob, I think that the Supreme Court is more in step than many people realize, because one of the things that the polling does show is that even though most polling shows about two-thirds of Americans said that they did not want Roe to be overturned, that's because most people simply don't understand what that means. It doesn't mean that the people in every state are now going to have to ban abortion all the way through to conception. It's not that. And Roe being overturned returns it back to the political process. And by the way, and what you're saying about yesterday, I was looking at Justice Brett Kavanaugh's decision about what you were talking about, the concealed carry applications in New York, and the fact that in New York you formerly had to provide a reason why you were a special case. You had a special need to have concealed carry. There was no presumption anymore of a right to keep and bear arms. And Justice Kavanaugh said in response to that, and I think it's very important, he said, those shall issue regimes, and meaning the scheme that you have in any given state in terms of the conditions you impose for somebody getting a concealed carry, those shall issue regimes may require a licensed applicant to undergo fingerprinting, to undergo a background check, a mental health records check, and require training in firearms handling and in laws regarding the use of force, among other possible requirements. In other words, people don't appreciate the nuances that these decisions involve. And even now with Roe overturned, if California wants to decide that we want to legalize abortion all the way through to delivery, they can do that. And the idea that being in step with the population, one could even say that with the public confidence in the Supreme Court being at a low point, that's all the more reason to turn more decisions over to our elected representatives rather than having people legislate from the bench, which has been a problem for a long time, and it's clear that the court is headed in a very different direction. Bob, thanks for your observations and for your call. This is President Biden speaking about the conservative majority on the court, not in a friendly way. This is clip 4 from the president.
I know so many of us are frustrated and disillusioned that the court has taken something away that's so fundamental. I know so many women are now going to face incredibly difficult situations. I hear you. I support you. I stand with you. The consequences and the consensus of the American people, core principles of equality, liberty, dignity, and the stability of the rule of law demand that Roe should not have been overturned. With this decision, the conservative majority of the Supreme Court shows how extreme it is.
Okay, but there's nothing more extreme than questioning the authority of the court to make a final decision. And Biden does that with one of the slogans that he used in his little speech this morning. This is clip two.
We restore the protections of Roe as law of the land. We need to elect officials who will do that. This fall, Roe is on the ballot. Personal freedoms are on the ballot. The right to privacy, liberty, equality, they're all on the ballot. Until then, I will do all of my power to protect a woman's right in states where they will face the consequences of today's decision.
Okay, the idea that this difference between states is being exacerbated, if anything. Quickly to Steve in Tacoma.
Yeah, how are you doing, Michael?
Doing okay.
No, that quote was timely because that's exactly what I was going to say. But I think it is going to exacerbate the division between states. This, I mean, how the Roe v. Wade was ruled and the right to privacy might have been flawed. But ultimately what this comes down to, I am not a big abortion guy. I'm not a big pro-choice person or anything like that. But I understand where people are coming from. I mean, it's imposing your religion on someone else. It's a religious question. And you telling me that my religion has to reflect that of someone from the Midwest, if I'm a woman who's making the choice about an abortion, is ridiculous, whether you live in Oklahoma, Texas, California, or Washington. It's a religious question.
It's not a religious question, and it's not about the religion of the woman. It's about, in other words, there are people who believe that, who are not religious at all. In fact, some very prominent pro-lifers who believe that the baby, at a very early stage, is a human life. And that is worth defending. You don't have to be religious to believe that at all. Stay with me, because I think this is very important, and it's one of those many misunderstandings about this debate. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
Nobody can out-debate him.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm a big Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking with Steve in Tacoma. Still with me, Steve?
I am, yes.
Thank you. Because I wanted to continue this because one of the things that bothers me is the assumptions that people make about, on both sides, about the abortion debate, which has been a part of our national discourse since before 1973, before Roe v. Wade, because it was 1967 that Governor Reagan actually signed a... the California abortion law, and he was governor of the state, and which legalized abortion before Roe, and so this debate has been going on for a long time. One of the assumptions people make is they assume that if you're female, you're automatically pro-choice, and people assume that if you're religious, you're automatically pro-life, and that if you're a secular individual, let me give you an example. One of the most famous advocates on the pro-life side was a guy named Nat Hentoff, who was a jazz writer, jazz critic. He wrote for the Village Voice. He was very liberal on a number of things, and he was an atheist and proud to be an atheist. But he was extremely pro-life because he believed that a society that basically says that this little baby with a beating heart that may, beginning at a relatively early stage of development, be capable of feeling pain, that treating that baby as disposable was not something he wanted to see for society. So... The question would be, you support, I assume, Steve, like most Americans, overwhelmingly Americans don't want late-stage abortions. And you know that, right?
Well, I will be clear. I don't like any abortions. I kind of fall into the category of the last individual you were just speaking of. I think it's kind of distasteful, and I don't like the idea of it. But that's my personal belief.
Okay, but that's fine. I mean, in other words... the religious tradition that I'm part of does not sanction abortion, but it does not consider it the equivalent of murder. And And again, there are gradations here that apply to every religious belief and every secular belief. In other words, the idea, I think it's wrong and it's a reductionism to say that, well, people who are working for the cause of life and for more restrictions and more discouragement of abortions, because all this comes to all kinds of other issues, like should the government pay for abortion? Planned Parenthood has a right to pay for it, raises money for that basis, and does. But the idea of the government spending money to Planned Parenthood, when Planned Parenthood makes abortion available with some of that money, which is fungible, the entire issue is not a simplistic one, and I think there's a great tendency on the part of people on all sides to try to simplify and reduce it to an either or.
Well, I believe that the complexity of it requires a doctor and a woman to make that decision between the two of them on literally millions of cases each year. There's no reason we should be limiting the discussion between a doctor and a person because a law exists. When it comes to life, when it comes to a human living life, there is no question that a full-grown woman who is holding a baby is alive and has choices to make. There is question as to when a soul enters, or whatever you want to call it, when sentience occurs within a baby.
Well,
that's,
again,
that's something that's going to be solved by science. We have a fact, and that fact is we need to consider actual living beings, and they can make their own moral decisions.
Okay. Obviously, a majority of people in our state, in the state of Washington, will agree with your point of view, and we have the very open abortion laws that we have in the state of Washington. But the question is that obviously at some point, and this goes to just basically that idea that it's somehow representing religious fanaticism or some kind of attack on religious liberty to limit abortion under all circumstances. And again, if you go to that late stage abortion, the one thing that I don't understand that people don't bring up about all of this with the desperation and the despair that you're hearing today is more and more Americans using birth control. And right now, according to Planned Parenthood, 54% of all the abortions performed in the United States are through pills and are not through. And I don't know, do you, if any of these state laws are going to try to prevent people from getting through the mail or elsewhere the kinds of abortifacient pills. That's
I do believe I can't speak to it with certainty, but one of them, if not more, does prohibit that through the mail delivery of them. But I think Plan B may be next, and I think Plan B, whether you believe it's an abortion or not, that's also very, I don't know. I mean, it just prevents the implantation onto the uterine wall. But I think that's next in all the states. And I think that's why a lot of abortions aren't taking place because, you know, I guess accidents happen, as it were, and women have the wherewithal to get that and take it. So that's preventing a lot
right,
of them.
And it's also because more people are using contraceptives. And
sure.
You're right, there are some people who, for religious reasons, are opposed to contraception. But I don't think there's any organized effort to try to make it illegal as it once was. I appreciate your call, and I do feel that part of what is going on here has been just the mood of the country. And there's this Lance Morrow column that appeared today that says the American theme now is violence and the promise of violence, a mirror of the pandemic, perhaps. Homicide rates are dramatically up. not merely because of the mass shootings, but in the routine, even ritualized weekend carnage in Chicago and other cities. A young man from California, heavily armed, allegedly turned up at Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house in Maryland with a plan to assassinate him over the issues of abortion and guns. Authorities say the would-be killer thought that such a political and, if it were, as it were, moral murder would give meaning to his life. Now police stand 24-hour guard at the homes of all Supreme Court justices. Jane's Revenge, a sort of pro-choice Ku Klux Klan, is calling for a night of rage if the court overturns Roe v. Wade. Elderly baby boomers will catch the reference to the Weather Underground's Days of Rage in 1969. Across the country, so many pro-life centers have been firebombed that it's becoming a trend, a craze, you might say. A candidate for U.S. Senate from Missouri has run a campaign video that shows him carrying a long gun and a sidearm leading a mock commando raid on the hunt for rhinos. He's talking about Eric Greitens, of course. Republicans in name only, i.e., a hunt for anti-Trump Republicans. Nearby in the American jungle, Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger reports mail threatening to execute him, his wife, and his five-month-old newborn child. Mr. Kinzinger is an anti-Trump member of the January 6th committee. Sometime in 2020 or 2021, Americans seem to have crossed the psychic barrier, he writes, and plunged into new territory. A place where things aren't quite as forbidden as they used to be. Citizens fell into dubious battle with one another. People taught themselves to think outside the box. Crowds learned that they could, for example, burn down a police precinct and the police would flee. You could try to set fire to the federal courthouse. You could try to torch the Church of the Presidents in Lafayette Square across from the White House. You could loot stores and walk away with stuff, and the law wouldn't follow. Is it going to get worse or better because of the decisions rendered recently by the Supreme Court? There is that, and also big decisions to make about movies, a huge film about Elvis. Is it worth your investment and your time and worth the commitment of your consciousness to that nearly three-hour film? We will be reviewing that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.